Hi, everyone, and welcome back inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I am Alex Smith, joined by Greg Cosell, senior producer at NFL Films, as we take a look at some of the top free agents to be in this year's group. And, Greg, today we're going to be looking at the defensive line, and really on this first play, we're going to look at Mohammad Wilkerson, one of the most talented defenders in the NFL, a Temple product as well.
I mean, could the argument be made that, you know, after J.J. Watt, this guy's pretty close? I mean, Wilkerson is a guy that has athleticism. He has explosiveness. He's got really long arms. He's strong. I mean, he played in really a multiple front in New York over the last number of years, both under Rex Ryan and Todd Bowles. And he can play in a 3-4. He can play in a 4-3. He can play D-end. He can play D-tackle. I think in many ways, as great as he is now, I think as a pass rusher, depending on how he's utilized, I think he's just scratching the surface. I think that Wilkerson, if he was utilized more as a pure pass rusher, could be a 15, 17, 18 sack guy. He's really a good player, one of the best in the NFL.
And he did set a career high in sacks this past season, so we'll see if he can build off that moving forward. Next up, we're going to look out in Denver. And really, it's the edge rushers in Denver that get a lot of the popularity with guys like Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. But Malik Jackson on the end of this line here, he's a really talented player.
And I got to tell you, it's funny you say that, because after watching the Super Bowl tape a number of times, I thought he was the best player on their defense, play after play after play in that game. And it's funny, he came out as maybe a fourth or fifth round pick out of Tennessee at a time when everybody thought guys like Malik Jackson were sort of tweeners, you know, not pure edge rushers, not really big defensive tackles. But the game has evolved now because there's so much sub-package where guys like Jackson are so valuable because he can play outside as a D-end in certain looks. He can play inside at D-tackle, as we saw right here. He's long. He's athletic. He's a really good inside pass rusher. That kind of player, and Malik Jackson is that kind of player, they are now in high demand.
Next up, we're going to look at Nick Fairley. This is from 2 years ago with the Detroit Lions. He was drafted by Jim Schwartz, had a lot of hype coming out of Auburn, and we'll see. He's a really talented player. We'll see what he can do on this play.
Yeah, and I think there's a stun here. And Nick Fairley actually did well in St. Louis. Obviously, he was not a starter, but he did play a number of snaps. You saw the ability. He certainly has that. He's got light feet for a man that size. I think the question with him is, can he play hard all the time? Is he committed to the game? The physical skill set, Alex, is clearly there to be a very good defensive tackle.
Greg, we're going to look at another player here who's kind of thought of more as a run stopper than a pass rusher. It's Haloti Ngata, another Detroit Lion. But we'll see that he does have some pass rushing ability, and we'll see it on this play.
Well, this is power, and that's what he is. He's always been so, so strong. I mean, he's just walking back an offensive guard into the pocket. And he doesn't do this as much as he used to, Alex. He's much more of a splash player now, and he's later in his career. So, again, it's these kinds of players that if you're looking to sign them, you're probably looking for a shorter-term deal if you can do that. Because I think Ngata, again, he's probably a little bit more of a rotational player now at this point in his career, but still can do what you just saw.
Next up, we're going to look at that talented Seattle defense, and a lot of players get a lot of attention here, but Brandon Mebane in the middle is a guy that doesn't get a whole lot, and he's a pretty talented player, can be a disruptive force on the inside.
Yeah, and you see him right here in a nose shade position. They play a 4-3 in Seattle. He's a nose shade. He's not a 3 technique. He's got very quick feet for a man with kind of a stumpy body. Can play the run really, really effectively. That's the strength of his game. So he's not likely to be on the field in your sub packages, but if you're playing a 4-3, I think Mebane is a good guy as a run stopper when you play your base defense. That's what he does well.
And we have a couple of more stumpy body guys here to round out the list. These are more 3-4, really more nose tackles.
Yep.
Ian Williams with San Francisco. He's developed into a pretty good player.
Classic 3-4 right here. This is the basic look. Two gapping. This is a great play by Ian Williams, shedding the offensive center, finding the football, and he had a really strong season. You could almost argue he had close to a Pro Bowl season, but very few people are aware of him because San Francisco obviously did not have a good year, and overall they did not seem to have a lot of talent. But Ian Williams had a really strong season, came out of Notre Dame, missed an entire season with an injury, really good nose tackle. Chip Kelly's out there now.
Right.
I'd be surprised if he gets out of San Francisco. He fits the 3-4 defense well.
And the final player on our list here is going to be Jay Howard, a guy who does a lot of good things up front for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, another guy who was a later round pick, not thought of that highly coming out of Florida. has really found a home in this multiple front defense in Kansas City, playing 3-4 DN, playing sort of inside when they go to sub packages, being able to rush the quarterback, as you see here. A really good, consistent player. Probably not a guy who'll get a lot of money because he's not a big sack guy, but very multiple in the way he can be deployed. You can play him in a 3-4. I think he can play in a 4-3 as well. I think he's a really consistent, solid, multidimensional player.
Well, that will wrap things up for our look at the free agent defensive lineman here in 2016. For Greg Cosell, I'm Alex Smith. Thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And be sure to catch the rest of our film room breakdowns.